take two chutim, so there are two acts of harige. So it's a different kind of a shio. Now, da fayin dalet, so we'll see that Rashi shite da fayin dalet om dalet. You probably went over the Gemara. So Gemara says, v'chimut alef is pochis mechishio, let's say pochis mechregres, nei v'chiyo v'chatos leke yisila miike, di kaim lo chotzi shio osu natir. So Rashi applies the halacha, the concept, it's very strange, but that's Rashi shite. The halacha of chotzi shio osu natir, that is deduced from kol chilev, Rashi applies it to Shabbos. Of course, most Rashi machilek, the Rambam is chilek, it's mashma, the Teisves is chilek. So they hold that it's only midrabon. Ha'if echotzik regres is only midrabon. But Rashi shita is that ha'if echotzik regres is also midrais. Is also midrais. So Rashi requires an explanation. What relevance has this aloche of chotishio that is deduced from kol chelev to Shabbos? But that's Rashi shita. Now, so it does not necessarily mean that just because, according to Rashi, if somebody is losh, or is a chotzi regres, so is ever an isad raise, that Rashi would apply the same thing to a case of isecha, or isechot, or teife, or tfirachas. No, it could be that Rashi would be made that when one writes only one horse, so then there is no isad raise. There is no isad raise. We could say that. It could be, I'm not saying, Maybe Rashi would apply the aloha of chotzi shio, ligabi the chotzi shio of one or two, but maybe not. And we could argue the other way. Let's say we could conceive a shite. Let's say if there had been a rishi who says that when one writes one os, so he's either the isa of chotzi shio. So it wouldn't necessarily mean that he must agree with Rashi Shite that when one is Eve, Chotzi Gregres is also Eve Chotzi Shir. I don't know of such a rish. I only know that Rashi Shite is that vis-a-vis Eve, Chotzi Gregres, so there's an Isser of Chotzi Shir. So that it does not necessarily, you cannot necessarily deduce from this, draw the conclusion that according to Rashi, if one writes one os, he's also Eve Isser of Chotzi Shir. But maybe yes. And if there had been a rishi who says explicitly that when one writes one os, he's even the isa of chotzi shio, so he couldn't draw the conclusion that he agrees with Rashi Shita Davayin Dalet that when one is eife, chotzi regres is even the isa of chotzi shio, because it's two separate, different kinds of shio. The shio of two ACS or two chutim or two tfires is a shio in the number of melaches. How many ksives? A ksive of one os or two ksives of an os? But in the shiur of chotzik regres, so it's the same act. Whether it's a chotzik regres or a whole regres or a thousand regres, as long as it's one single dough and you put it in the oven. So that's the meloch of avir. So it's a different shiur. Alright. Yes.
Where it's not like it's not intelligible without two osios, then it's not a mice exiva.
No, I know, I mean, it's a different kind of a shio. The shio of kregres is a shio in how much you have to be eife. And the shio of steisies is a shio how many, or in tfire, or in teife, or is a shio how many acts you have to do, how many acs we have to write. So it's a different kind of a shio. But it could be that according to Rashi, the chotzi shio also matere, just as it applies to the shio of chotzi regres, it applies to the shio too. Right. Now, so when Teisves says, tzorach liforish, Teisves is only saying that it requires an explanation. Lomo pirish kanu veirik uvipitzeyav, why in the shio of how many miloches he has to do, so he mentions. And in the shio, how much, he doesn't. Tesis doesn't say what the reason is. Hakeshav amata, tzorich chiyuv. imichayev bimati yoshaloy amunaslik sheilei. Umidleitonelei kiditone michik amunaslik deiv. Eli dagdik. Dochenameloi kotone. Seiser amunaslivnis. So Teisus says a sofik. And then Teisus mentions that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rach. Now, in regard to certain meloches, so there is an element of almenas. Kireya is chayev if it's amunaslitver. So seiser. Is chayev if it's al naslivneis. Meirik is chayev if it's al naslichti. How about matia? So in all these meloches where there is an element, a prerequisite of nas, so one meloche is just the reverse of another meloche. Now here, matia is the reverse of keisha. So maybe here too, matia requires that it should be al minas likshe or not, since the Mishnah doesn't spell out that matir has to be al minas likshe. That's the topic. Tzorich yin mechayiv yin matir shol yam maslik shir loy. Ulitonu lekitonu mirach kwa maslik tehin udagnik, doch nam lekitonu seisar al maslik nis. Ufeg ma adlikin amrinam behedid bin seisar al maslik nis. Ufi ma shepir ish rashi bigmore, di misram alay trey kitre, di misram alay tey kitre. Ba'adode, bishnei chutim zeh yitzel zeh, shor echad umani achad, mashma de mechayev v'lo yamun aslikshe. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, how did Matir exist in the Mishkan? How did Matir exist in the Mishkan? So the Gemara says, Kshira b'mishkne chav, o marove shechen keishchim b'yisei b'sohol, ha'u keisha maslahatel, elo marabaye, or so this deals with keisha. So then the Gemara says, o marove teratz to keisha, Matir ma'ik lemei ma'ar, how did Matir keisha shal kayom exist in the Mishkan? V'chitei medim misram alei treichute kitre ba'adode, shor echad v'kot echad. So Rashi explains that it means if he had two knots. So in the Mishkan, the Eisim Loche in the Mishkan, if they found two knots in the Yerie, sometimes they found it necessary to untie one and leave the other knot intact, because the second knot was unnecessary. So if they found two knots, so they untied one knot and they left the other knot intact. Hashto if the melech was of a dominating king, if the melech malcham lochim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is again al marove. We see Rav Loi shechin tzolich halos in keshem matir. All right, but how does Rashi explain the misram leitrei chute kitre ba'adode? Kedatode shor echad v'kot echad. In other words, that if there were two knots, so sometimes they untied one and left the other knot intact. The Rach explains it differently. The Rach explains, let's say, suppose he had a chut, and then it was nifsak in the middle. So it was nifsak here, and it was nifsak here. So he made the kesher here, and he made the kesher here. Then he decided to take it off. So they untied this kesher, and the middle piece of the chut they threw away, and then the two ends they brought together and they tied it. This is how the Rach explained it. Now Stacy says, ופי מה שפירש רשי בגמור די מסרם אותי כיתר בדוד בשני חוטים זה יצל זה שור אחד ואני אחת. In other words, that they untied one knot and they left the other knot intact. מה שאני חייב בלוי על מסליק שם. Because it was only necessary for them to have one knot. And they saw two knots, so they untied one. So the untying of the one was not for the purpose of being kosher again. So that's the way it exists in the Mishkan. Naturally, if it exists in the Mishkan, Shaloy al Menas Likshaya, so maybe one is Chaye, Matir, even Shaloy al Menas Likshaya. Viloshin Kita Lui Mashma, Kivu, she like Rashi's Pshat. Aval Rach Pireish, Vichay Mashma Biru Shalme, Kishe Nifsak Chut Bishnei Mikemis, Vinikshar, Matirin Beis Akshorin, Umashlichim Lechutzem Tzoi, וחייז רבי קשרים שתי הראשים זה בזה ואין בי אלה קשר אחד ופי זה משמע דבוי מתי רם נסליק שם. So the way it existed in the Mishkan, so when you tie it, it was for the purpose of taking both ends and making a kesher. So it was a matir al menas lipsher. So since in the Mishkan it existed in the form of matir maslikshay or some mele, so the melochet, so that's the tzuras amloch. In other words, that it has to be matir maslikshay. Now, so Rabbi Kveger is midayik in the chidushim, is midayik from this, and especially he discusses it in connection with the Tesis and the next Tomet, which all relates and we'll soon see. Alright, so is midayik from this. So is midayik from this. So what is Tesis saying? Tesis is saying that on this, first of all, Tesis says a shaila. Tesis says a shaila. Whether the aloche of matir is only shayach, the chiyuv of matir is only matir naslikshir, or matir ikeshesh lokayome is chayev even shaloy al naslikshir. Why did it occur to Tesis' mind that maybe matir is only chayev al naslikshir? Meicha Teise, the Mishnah doesn't say it, the Gemara doesn't mention it, Meicha Teise. The answer is because we could draw an analogy, Mr. Asvore, between matir, let's say, and meichik. So just as meichik, which is the opposite of kesef, so he's only chayev meichik nachlicht. Just as kireya, which is the opposite of teifer, he's only chayev kireya maslitver. Just as seiser, which is the opposite of bein, he's only chayev al maslivneis. So maybe matir, which is the opposite of kesher, is only chayev al maslipsher or not. So then Teisves finally comes to the conclusion that it's tolu in the machlekes Rashi and Rach, according to Rashi. So when the Gemara and Havam, and even though in the maskone of the Gemara says tzolich halozen, but in the Havam, the Gemara mentioned an example of matir in the Mishk. So according to Rashi's pshat, it was shaloy al naslik sheya. So Mele, even Shaloy Am Naslik Sher Yisrael, according to Rach's Pshat, so in that Havamin of the Gemara, the matter in the Mishkan was Am Naslik Sher, so Mele Alib De Emes, it is Am Naslik Sher. So Rabbi Kveger points out one thing. So we see from this day's verse, after all, the whole basis for the possibility of such a aloche, that Matir is only Chayev, because of an analogy with Kerea, with Seisa, and so on. So we see from this Teisves that the reason as to why Kerea Shaloy Am Naslitver is Poter is not because if Shaloy Am Naslitver is Mikalko, so there is a loche of Mikalko in Pturi. Because if the whole reason as to why Kireya Shaloy Am Naslitver is Poter is based upon Mikalgeil, now Matir Shaloy Am Naslikshir is certainly not a Mikalgeil. Now, Tesis mentions Machlikes Rash and Rach, but in either case, and Tesis says, according to the Rach's Pshat, that in the Mishkan, so it was a Naslikshir, so Matir Shaloy Am Naslikshir is Poter. But even though he's not Mikalkil, because Monefshech, if the matter Shaloy Am Naslikshir is Mikalkil, so then it goes without saying that he's Potter. So there is a general principle that Kolam Kalkil Im Turim. So what's the purpose of discussing it? So obviously, when Teisves discusses this question as to whether matter Shaloy Am Naslikshir is Chayv or Potter, and then he comes to the conclusion it's totally Machlekes between Rash and Rach, so Teisves has reference to a case where a Mikalkil is not. So then Teisves says, is he still Poter? Matir Shaloy Am Naslikshir, even though he's not a Mikalkeil, because of his special aloche that it has to be Matir Am Naslikshir, just as there is a special aloche, it has to be Kirei Am Naslitveir, or there is no special aloche. So it's a raya that Lechol Apoches, in regard to Kireya Shaloy Am Naslitveir, he is Poter not because of Mikalkeil. Even if he will not be a Mikalkeil, Kireya Shaloy Am Naslitveir would be Poter. Because if Teisa Shita had been that the only reason as to why Kireya Shaloy Am Naslitveir is Poter is because he is Mikalkeil, and in a case where someone is a Kireya Shaloy Am Naslitveir and he is not a Mikalkeil, he is Chayev, so then of course Matir Shaloy Am Naslitveir, where he is not a Mikalkeil, should be Chayev. So it's a raya from this taste. This is Rabbi Kveya says in the Chiddushi. So it's a raya from this taste. It's a raya from this taste. The taste is that kreya shaloya maslit ve'er is poter even when he's not mikal. So the mele taste says the kai. I saw him raise this shaila. How about matir shaloya maslik shir? Where is not mikal? Is a chayim poter? And then taste says it's tolo in machlekes rashen taste. But Shaloyam Maslitver is certainly Potter, even if he's not Mikalkil. So the Kashe that Rabbi Kveya and Chidushim asks is from the Gemara in Oireik. From the Gemara in Oireik. So the Gemara says, if somebody is Kirei Abgodi on Shabbos, because he wants to discipline in Shedibase the members of his family, so then, if he is kireya just b'chamosi, just like that, he loses his temper and he tears the baguette, so then he's a mikalki. Because kola kireya got him b'chamosi, he will even have his own. So he's a mikalki. But if he doesn't, limio meimea in shiribese, so then he's not a mikalki, he's chaye. So he's chaye. But it's not on Aslitvea. It's not on Aslitvea. He's not going to sew it up again. It will remain torn, lay on void. Certainly that's not his intention to sew it up again after he disciplines his children. So still he's chayev. So we see that there is no requirement, special requirement of Amnas Litva per se. The reason is why we say Kireya Amnas Litva, the reason why the Mishnah says Kireya Amnas Litva, because normally if it's a loyal maslitver, it's a mikal. But in a chaname, if the situation is such that it's a loyal maslitver, but it's not mikal, it's chayev. So, how can there be any question in regard to keshe, to matir, shaloyal maslitver? That's the kash, Rabbi Kveya in the Chiddush. Now, but I would like to go over another kash, Rabbi Kveya, but then we have to go another piece of Gemara, and then we'll go over the tesis of Tzoruch Leitzim, and after that we will go over the other tesis, Mishim Zareya. Alright, now let's proceed with the Gemara. Omer Rav Kan, where we left off before. Zeimer v'Tzoruch Leitzim Chayev Shtai Achas Mishum Keitzer V'Achas Mishum Neteya. If somebody plucks out twigs and he needs the twigs for some purpose, so then he's chayiv two chatois. First of all, by plucking out the twigs, so he promoted growth. So he's chayiv mishum neteya. And also, since he needs the twigs, he needs the eitzim, so he's chayiv mishum keitzim. He's chayiv mishum keitzim. All right. Omer Rav Yosef, Haiman di kotla spaste. Chayev shtai, achas mishum keitzeya, achas mishum keitzeya, v'achas mishum neteya. So if somebody cuts hay, so he's also chayev to chatois, achas mishum keitzeya, v'achas mishum neteya, because by cutting the hay, so you promote a better growth of grass. Omer Rabbi, haiman dikonif silke, one who cuts beets, chayev shtai, achas mishum keitzeya. V'yachas mishum zereya. Now let's see the Rashi. V'tzorich leitzi le'asoke. Mishum v'tzorich le'em have to order the keitzer. V'tzorich nama likzer. V'tzorich nama likzer. V'kot laspaste. Shachas. V'keitzrin eise gimul po'omim v'chidesh. V'chizah v'tzemeach. V'kon v'silke chetech tradin bitz minam chuber. V'chizrin v'gdel. Now, I would like to go over first the thesis of Zimah v'Tzorach Leitzim, because there is a shaykhaz between the thesis of Zimah v'Tzorach Leitzim and the next thesis of Tzorach Leitzim. Zimah v'Tzorach Leitzim chayev shtai. V'hodi oma v'firik zebire. Su chazila u gavre da'avi kokosa. So, I'm provoked in this time. Chazilahu gavre. Su chazilahu gavre. Dave kosar bikarme. he was pruning in a vineyard a certain person. So in other words, Reb Chiya bar Zanuke, Reb Shimon ben Yitzodok, they were and Rish Lakish, so they were walking together on the road. So they noticed certain things. They noticed certain laxities in Shmiras HaMitzvahs by certain Jews. So Su Chazye Lahu Gavre, so they saw a certain person, a certain Jew, he was pruning in a vineyard. Omalehen Kayin Vizoma. In other words, not that the fact that it was a Kayin is important. I mean, Kayin or no Kayin. In other words, such a miyuches, and he was not Zoya B'mitzvahs. He's not Zoya B'mitzvahs. It was in Shmita. So he was pruning in Shmitz. It's a miloch. Kayin Vizoma. Omale Yochalei Malakil Beisabad Anitzor. So one of them said, he can say maybe he's doing it because he needs the twigs. I mean, he was pruning, he was plucking out twigs from the vineyard. He needs that, maybe he was melamed zchusani. He says, maybe he needs the twigs in order to make a bale for the wine press. Out of these twigs, he wants to make a bale for his wine press. So memele, if he plucks the twigs with the purpose of making a bale out of the twigs, so he's not even the Isa of Meloche. The Isa of Meloche Bishvis. That's what he says. So Tezu says, Tikashe, here we say, Zimma Vitzorach Leitzim Chayef Shtai, Vod Omar Firik Zebira, Such Hazelahu Gavu Davik Kosach, Omolein Kim Vizomi, Omolei, Yochleim Alelakal Bisabad Anitzorich. So in other words, he's not even an Isa of Meloche Bishvis. So the question is, what kind of a limud zchus is it? Assuming that it was like that, that Kayin was plucking twigs in order to make a bale for the wine press to keep the pulp of the grapes in that bale. So it still was Eivir. So Avagav Docho Machayev Mishum Niteya. But here we see that even when he's Eivir, because he needs the twigs, he's still even the Isser of Niteya. And in Shnas HaShvi'is, you're not allowed to be Niteya. Because it promotes better growth. So what kind of a limud zchus was it for this Kayin? Hoso Mayre b'chai gavne she'inu ilo misakim b'kachelo miskalki. When do we say that when one is Eimer, when he plucks out twigs, even though he does it because he needs the Eitzim, so he's still chayiv mishum Niteya, if as a result of the plucking out of the particular twigs, so the growth will be promoted. But if the growth, a better growth, will not be promoted as a result of the plucking out of the twigs, then it's not chayiv mishum Niteya. So there he said, so he meant la'akol b'sabad anitzorich, maybe he does it la'akol b'sabad, and no better growth is affected by plucking out the twigs. So there is no chayiv of Niteya. So this teretz is a very understandable teretz. But Tesves in Sanhedrin, I asked you to go over that, and the Mashal and Mashal. So, as the same Kashe, and Tesves gives a very strange teretz. Le'akil b'sabad anitzorich, v'koshe, di mikol mokei, ma bikach, mikol mokei, mhave mashbiach hakeret, di oche amrinom perik lal godl, hazeimeya v'tzorich le'itzim, chayev shtayim mishum keitzer, mishum niteya, oche name v'chayev mishum avidas niteya. So what kind of a limud zchus was it? V'yishleima, now, there was the original girse. The original girse was, v'yishleima, di ovidlei be'ese inyan, di vadai koshalei, the lekel lechayve mishum keitzer. Kidam, that was the original girse. The ovidlei be'ese inyan, the vadai koshalei, the lekel lechayve mishum keitzer. Kidam rinon gabi shabos, the shane gabi shabos, the mleches machsheves osoteiro, vom misav de machshavtei, aval gabi shvi sin leeser hakeiche de mashbiach hakarke, aval hoche kashelei, it's not good for the karke. V'chai gav nesho, kidise perik amiches asmin. So the original girse was, the Ovid lay base inyan, the vade kosholei, the lekel echaive mishim keitza. The lekel echaive mishim keitza. Kedam rinu gab shabbos. Then, there was another girse. Was changed into another girse. And v'yesh leima, the Ovid lay base inyan, the vade kosholei, the lekel echaive mishim niteya, the way it appears here. That's the new Gyas. That's the new Gyas. And the Marshal accepts the new Gyas. The new Gyas. So how does the Marshal explain Teisves? How does the Marshal explain Teisves? Teretz. The Ovid lay base in the Vada Koshale. So Mimele, the Lekele Chaivei, the Lekele Chaivei Mishum Niteya. So why does he say Kidamrinon Gabi Shabbos? Why does Teisves have to say all that? Let Teisves say what he says here in Shabbos. Now, when can he be chayev mishemiteya if it's a result of plucking out the twigs? So better growth is promoted. But in that particular case, no better growth was promoted. So maybe there was no niteya. Why does he have to talk about melechas machshebes? It's all unnecessary. So the Mashal says, he's gay is the bad kosher like lechayvei mishum niteya. So he says, but even though it's kosher, so on one hand, it is kosher because the twigs, as long as they were on the ground, so they fulfill the certain function. But at the same time, there is a certain advantage in plucking out the twigs too. So there is a little bit of benefit. So mimele gabi shabbos, even if it's kosher. Israel, because in spite of the fact that it's kosher, but there is a certain benefit also accrue to him. It's both. Sometimes when you pluck out certain twigs, so on one hand it's a detriment, and on the other hand you become divested of the twigs, and on the other hand there is a certain benefit accruing to the owner of that plantation. So mele gabi shabbos, where there is aloch of Melechas Machshebes or Sotoro. So the motive is important. I'm trying to explain the Marshal's Lomdes. So the Kavone of the person is important. So Mele, even though objectively the detriment might more than outweigh the benefit, but he wants it. So since he is interested in plucking out the twigs, in spite of all the whole detriment, because of the little benefit that will accrue to him. So in other words, so subjectively, it is important for him. And by Shabbos, Melechas Machshebes HaSotoro, so the subjective attitude of the Eise Melocha is important. Masheinkin Gabishviis, so there is no Aloha of Melechas Machshebes, so the subjective attitude of the person, the fact that he prefers the little, apparently insignificant benefit over and above the detriment, so is of no significance. So Mele, and since objectively speaking the detriment is more outweighs the benefit, so Mele is spot on by Shviz. This is how the Mashal explains it. Pirish Voisav de Machshavte Pirish Aval Gav de Koshale Avogav di Koshale, she is Kalkil Yeseya, Mikol Mokim, Miatimech. It's both. On one hand, it's Miskalkil, there is a substantial detriment, and but Miatisimech, we have a criteria. Avogav ishvi, so she ashbiach haikarke, we isakim bazayis. So, of course, the Marshal doesn't like this kind of pshat. It's a deichek. So, the Marshal says as follows. Leakal bisabad, ochanam lechayiv. So the Marshal adapted the new Gyose. The Ovid Lei Beise Inyan, the Vade Koshale, the Lekel Lechayvi Mishum Niteh. Now, Bitfusim Chadoshim Higiu Bebeizam Keimeis, Niteh Abimokim Keitzeh. In other words, not only is the Tfusim Chadoshim mentioned Niteh, in the Kashe, Hochenam Lechayvi Shaviris Niteh, but even the Teretz, it's also mentioned in Niteya. V'yeshlima David le'beisin yin devale kosholei lek lechai v'mishim Niteya. Nifu se chadoshi. Higiyo be'beisam kemiz Niteya m'okim kitzak. Ki v'agoy es mashal. Ayin shom. Avo koshe di mi yichriach isom lechalik nishan lega b'shabes dimlechas machsheves. Dimlechas machsheves. Dosagi b'lav oche. Doche aire David le'beisin yin devale kosholei. Why does Teisves have to mention such a big chidesh? Teisves could say the ways he appears to be saying here on Shabbos that we are dealing with the case there in Sanhedrin, we are dealing with the case where it's com- completely a detriment. That's all. There is no benefit according. It's not tzimeach me'at yeser. No tzmicha me'at yeser. Just detriment. So that then it will be much more simple. Why does Teisves have to apply it to such case? Umarshal shekosa bezel nishabes nama afakav koshalei eineinu el divrei nevius udvorim tchukim mitzad atzmon veinitzrichim. Alright, then he says, the so he says, no, we should be geres in the teret, in the kashe, we should be geres the way the mashal is geres. But in the teret, we should be geres the way it appears in the svarim yishonim. V'yeshlima de'ovidlei be'iseinyen, divadi kosholei, dilekele chayvim mishim keitzer. Kidam rinun gabi shabbos. So he says, da'ir oche de'ovid... So in other words, the Masho explains the thesis very well. The Mashal's Pshat involves a very big deichak. He says as follows, that Teisve says that there in the case of that Kayan who was pruning twigs in a vineyard, so it did not conduce a better growth. So it's the same teretz as Teisves gives here on Shabbos. But Teisves was bothered by two kashes. What kind of a limud zchus was it against this Kayan? After all, the Kayan apparently was a two milochas in Shviz. Because in Shviz, Neteya is also in Shviz, and Keitzer is also in Shviz. Keitzer is also one of the melaches that is asur b'shviz. So in respect to the melache of niteya that is also in shviz. So you understand? Le'akel b'sabadu tzorich. So in other words, he did not do it in order to promote growth. On the contrary, the growth was not promoted as a result of the plucking out of the twigs. So there was no melache of niteya in shviz. But he still was an avalian. He did it in order to make a bale out of the twigs. So it's a keitzer v'tzorich le'itzim. Keitzer v'tzorich le'itzim is a meloch in Shabbos, and Teisves assumed that similarly it is a meloch in Shviz. So that Kayan was still an avalian. So what kind of a limud zchus was it? So Teisves says as follows. He says two things. In respect to Niteya, so there was no Niteya, because no growth was promoted but as a result of the plucking of the twigs. In respect to Keitzer, he did it for the purpose of using the twigs to make a bale for the wine press out of the twigs. But as far as Shviz is concerned, so there is no Iser of Ktzire. True, Keitzer is also in Shviz. So what kind of keitzer is osar in shviz? Keitzer tvue, keitzer peiris, because tvue is aimedly kotzer. That's the purpose. What's the function of tvue? Why do people sow tvoye? Why? In order to have a yield of tvoye. And then once they have a yield of tvoye, what do they do? They are keys on the tvoye. So peres, whether it's tvoye or peres or ilon, any kind of peres, are immediately cut. So mimele it's derach ktsira bikach. So mimele there is a nisa meloche of ktsira in shvis. If somebody is in shvis, is keitzer tvoye. If somebody in shvis is let's say rips a novim in the regular way. So then is eiver a nisa meloche. Mashein ken if somebody in shvis is keitzer eitzim stam eitzim anat eimed liktsira. The usual function of eitzim is not that it should be nikta. Sometimes certain people, they chop down a twig, or they pluck out twigs in order to use the twigs for a certain purpose, for fuel or to make a bale, whatever the reason is. But usually eitzim are not immediately cut. So mimele, when a person is keitzer eitzim, it's not derech ktsira bikach, so it's not even a meloche, even though he needs it, and for an important purpose, subjectively, he needs it for a very important purpose, it's still not derech ktsira bikach. So that was the limud zchus against this kayin, because this kayin, it plucked out twigs, and he was not either the iser of niteya for the simple reason that he did this plucking out of the twigs did not promote any growth. And he was not even an Isamalocha of Keitzer, because the Isamalocha of Keitzer in Shvis applies only to Tvoye, to Peres. That it's the Achzira Bekach, the Arimidli Kotzer. That's the whole purpose of sowing and planting Peres, Tvoye and Peres, in order to get a produce, to get a yield of Tvoye, of Peres, and to be Keitzer then, to be used Lachile. But the purpose of planting trees is not to be case of the trees. Most of the trees are not chopped down, are not plucked out. So mimele, even if a person is keitzer eitzim, but since usually eitzim are not immediately kotzer, so it's not derech ktsira, and it doesn't involve an iser of keitzer in shviz. So you'll ask, why don't he apply the same lomdes gabi shabbos too? So why does Gemara say hakeitzer v'tzorech le'eitzim is chayiv shtayim mishum keitzer also, but it's not derech ktsira in eitzim? The answer is by Shabbos there is aloche of mleches machshavos osotero. So the aloche of mleches machshavos osotero has an aspect of chumre and it has an aspect of kulo. There are kama v'kama aloches that we learn out from mleches machshavos. But there are many aloches of mleches machshavos which are expressive of the kule. Let's say I'm mikalkul is poter. Why? Because it's not in mleches machshavos. Misasik is poter because it's not in mleches machshavos. But mleches machshavos is expressive of a certain stringency in Shabbos. In other words, vis-a-vis, let's say, shmite, shviz. Shviz, so if a certain meloche is not derech tzire bikach, so even though subjectively it's very important for him, but it's not objectively, it's not derech tzire bikach objectively. So even though subjectively the tzira seitzim happens to be very important, so it's not a meloch of tzire. Mashenkin by Shabbos, even though it's not eitzim are not immediately kotzeya, not immediately kotzeya, objectively it's not derech tzire, but if subjectively in the specific case he is very much interested in being keitzer eitzim, so then it is a meloch. So that's a chumre of melachas machshavos. This is how the marsho explained it. V'yesh leimar the ovid loy beinyan the vade kotzelay. So mele there is no chiyuv of neteya b'shviz. But then you ask, let there be a chiyuv of keitzer b'shviz. The like lechayiv mishum keitzer. And we should he adapts the old girse. The like lechayiv mishum keitzer. So kidam rinu gabi Shabbos. We cannot apply. We cannot be mechayiv him mishum keitzer. The way we do it, Gabi Shabbos. Why Gabi Shabbos we do it? The Shani Gabi Shabbos. The Mleches Machshavos also Teir, over Misav the Machshavtei, Avol Gabi Shviz, in Leser, Rak Yechad Mashbiach HaKarke. Rak Yechad Mashbiach HaKarke. So Mimele, that is, it refers back to Niteya. So in other words, as far as Niteya, so there is no Chiv of Niteya in Shviz. in that case, because it was not Mashbiach. And as far as Keitzer, so it's not the Chzira Bekach, because Eitzim Anatimidli Kotzer. And even though he did it Lakel B'Sabbat, so it still does not become Imloch of Chzira. But Gabi Shabbos, so the subjective attitude is important, because Milaches Machshev is also okay. All right, now we can proceed the next stages. V'tzorich Leitzim. Nire, Tafilu Rabbi Yehuda, Bimechayev, Milocha Shinitzricha Legufo, Binon Tzorich Leitzim. Dole mikre beitzim keitzeir, elo binyan ze. Mide de have akerei am naslitveir, u meichei kam naslichti. So, what does Teisa say? Teisa says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Moha Shinitzricha Legufo is chayev, but here the Gemara spells out Vitzorich Leitzim. But suppose he's not Tzorich Leitzim, he's Potter. In other words, what does it mean Tzorich Leitzim? Only when he's a chayev mishim keitzeir, if he blocks out the twigs deliberately for the purpose of using the twigs, Tzorich Leitzim. Otherwise, he's Potter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So then you ask, Vishleim, according to Rabbi Shimon, you understand as to why the Gemara spells out Tzorich Leitzim. Only if he does it deliberately for the Eitzim. Because if he doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzim, so it's Melocha Shinitzricha Legufo. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Melocha Shinitzricha Legufo is Potter. So why does the Gemara spell out Tzorich Leitzim? So he says, here there is a special aloche. In the Melocha of Keitzer, there is a special aloche that if he's any Tzorich Leitzim, there is no Chiyuv of Keitzer. Do we mikre beitzim keitzer elo binyan ze? Mide da have a kereya al naslitve. Just as kereya. So if it's shaloy al naslitve, so it's potter. So how do we see this is what Rabbi Kveger is midaik? Here in the Agoyes and the Chidushim. So how do we see from this Teisves that Teisves is reiterating what Teisves implied in the Teisves of Akesha Vamatya? In other words, that kereya al naslitve is not based just on the deen of Mikalkil, because if Shalom Maslitveya, so it's just an act of Kilko. No, even if it's not Kilko, but it when is Kireya Chayev? Only when it's Maslitveya. If it's not Maslitveya, it's not Chayev. Umechikam Maslitveya. So there is a special aloche, it's Mashon Teisves, that Mechike per se is not a aloche, but Mechikam Maslitveya. So this what is true of Kireya, that Kireya is only chayev if it's a maslitveya, but if it's not a maslitveya, even though he's not a mikalko, he's potter. So by keitzer, when it's all leitzim, even though he's not a mikalko, he's still potter, because this is a necessary and essential ingredient in the tzuras amloche of keitzer, that it should be tzorich leitzim. So he says uchidom Rabbi Yechanan, and then he mentions a raye that uchidom Rabbi Yechanan likamon. Bifirik chovies, echot kvoshim, ve'echot shlokis. Kvoshim means when you soak it, let's say pickles. So you take a cucumber and you soak it, let's say in vinegar and something, so that, and that absorbs the vinegar, whatever it is. So that's kvoshim. Shlokis means you take, let's say, pears or peaches and you cook and you boil them in water. So and that absorbs, and the pears absorb the water. So echot kvoshim ve'echot shlokis. Whether somebody, let's say, if somebody took a pickle and he squeezed out all the juice from the pickle, or he took a pear shlokis that was boiled in water, and then he squeezed out that the juice, that liquid, shows a socht on the goof on muta. If he did it because he wanted to eat. Just, he wanted to eat a pickle that has no juice in it. So then it's even mutter. Limimeyan chayev chatos. But if he squeezed out the juice from the kvoshi or from the shlokis because he wanted to drink the mayim, the juice of it, the juice of the pickle or the juice of the fruit. So the juice of the food, so then he's chai v'chatos. Why is he chai v'chatos? Because of mifarik, of dosh. In other words, he's seichet, mashke from an eichel. Let's say, when you take grapes, and you squeeze out the juice of the grapes, So that's Melacha D'Raisa. So here too, he takes the pickle, the kvashim, or the shlokes, the food that was cooked in water, and he squeezes out the juice, the liquid. So Melei Yiseichet, he is mafrit, the liquid, the mashke from the eichel. Mashke eichel, so he's chayev. But only if he does it deliberately for that purpose of drinking the juice. But if he does the same act, but not for the purpose of using the juice, but for the purpose of eating the pulp of the pickle, the pulp of the pickle, in other words, to get rid of the juice, even though he is mischaving to take out the juice from the pickle, so it's even muta. There is one mandoma who says it's osa, and one mandoma says it's even muta, but it should involve the chiyuv chatos anyway. So that's a dimyan. So we see that in regard to seichet, the subjective, the kavone is important. In other words, if the objective is to use the juice, then it does constitute a meloche of mifarik of dosh. But if the kavone is to get rid of the juice, then it does not. It does not constitute a meloche of dosh. So the same thing, similarly, we can apply the same kind of concept regarding keitzer. When is keitzer a meloche? If the subjective element is it consists of tzorich leitzim, if the kavone is to use the eitzim, but if the kavone is not to use the eitzim, then even according to Rabbi Yude, who says Melochet Tzchukov is chayv here is potter, because the kavone, the tzorich leitzim, is an essential ingredient of the meloch. Now let's see Rabbi Kmiyas Kash. Mir da hava kreya maslitra. Mi vua di svirlei da afeicha dein mikal kiel di tzorich leize dovo mikol makim pota. Va afilu Rabbi Yudah di svirlei she'en li al maslitra. Lo mikra meloch achshuro. Vechein nirem divra kesef mishne. Perik yud aloch yud. Milche Shabbos. Vikoshali misugya del kamon. So what does the kesef mishne say? That Gemara in Makkah says, "Apisia bisatzavor." If you have, let's say, a garment, and somebody made an opening in the garment so that he could put it, you know, on his neck, so he's chayev v'chatos. So In other words, suppose there was no opening in the jacket, and he made an opening, so he's chayv v'chatos. Peish neidol in chayv mishim kireya, the kireya shaloy al minas. So Rashi says, why is a chayv on the skull of makke bepatish? Mameloch, technically. So why does Rashi say, mention makke bepatish? Why doesn't Rashi say on the skull of kireya? So he explains that Perush, the neidol in chayv mishim kireya, בקריאה של ים לסליטווי הוא נחי משום תיקן כלי דאבי גמר מלוכה ויטול דדי מקבי פאטיש. All right, so in other words, so we see that's what he mentions. Rabbi Kveya, this is what Rabbi Kveya mentions. So we see from this case of Mishneh that the reason as to why Kriya Shalom Aslitva is Potter is not because of Mikalkel. Over there he's certainly not Mikalkel. If he had been Mikalkel, so he wouldn't be Chayev. He does it, it's a Gmar Kele, he's Chayev Mishim Gmar Kele, so he's certainly not Mikal Kele. So, and still he's Potter on the score of Kereya. So we see that there is a special aloche, that it's an essential ingredient in the Meloche of Kereya. If it's not on Maslitveya, so is Potter. So that's Mashma, Teisa Shite. The Teisa is also old like that. Rikoshali Misugyad Likamon Dav Kovdalet. On the base. So what does Gemara say there? It's not Kovdalet, Kovgimel. Kovgimel on the Dalet. So the Gemara says, Vabaye de Virobe de Amret Avaye. Meidere. No, no, I'm sorry. That's the other Gemara. Now, in Perikoyere, that Kufay on the base. Kufay on the base. He says here, Kovdalet. So it's Kufay on the base. Kufay on the base, the Gemara says, Kereya Bahamose. Kufay on the base. The Gemara says, Kereya Bahamose. So he's Potter. But if he's Kereya Limir Meima Inch the base, so he's not in the Kalke, also he's Chayev, but he's not on Mas Litve. There's a Kasha from there. That's one Kasha. Then a second Kasha. Gambi Mashi Kosva Teise. The Apilu Rebuti. That who says, Lo has a trill of his Chayev, but here, if he's not so late, he's Potter. The mashma pshita di nichal. So the kosher. So it's mashma, the thesis is saying, implying, needless to mention, that according to Reb Shimon, that Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufo, is poter. So in the case of Keitzer, the Yitzorich Leitzin, if he doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzin, so it's certainly poter, according to Reb Shimon. It goes without saying. But even according to Reb Yudin, who said, Loch is Rokh of Yitzchayev, but in this case, if he's Keitzer and doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzin, he'll still be poter. But according to Reb Shimon, it's more of a pshite, that if he's not Tzorich Leitzin, so he's poter. What does it mean, so if he's not Tzorich Leitzin, if he doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzin? So, the Afilu Rabbi Mashma pshite in Yichale, according to Reb Shimon. Koshali, or pshite, so that feel the Rabbi Yude, the Mashma, pshite the Nich, is none of them. So the Gemara says that hope the other is someone is still a shulchan. So if it's the other delay, so it's higher. If it's the other chavre, it's potter. Now why the other delay? So why the other chavre is potter? Because Melocha is really good. Because he doesn't care. But the other delay, so take this point out there. So why is it higher? Because it's Melocha is really good. Because when it's still using, so that benefits the sodic. So in other words, he's done it. But he doesn't do it for the purpose of benefiting the sodic. He does it because he needs the ushim. So we see that as long as one is nenef of the melocha, so then it's considered melocha asichal egufo, even though he doesn't do it deliberately for that purpose. But here, Teisa says that afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda, that says melocha shenitzrichal egufo, melocha shenitzrichal egufo, is chayev, but in the case of Keitzer, and in Tzorich Leitzin, he doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzin. So then, he's poter, even according to Reb Yehuda. And the contrary of Shimon, certainly poter, because it's a loch and it's really good for. But in this case, there is a special aloha, that if he doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzin, so he's poter. Even though he's nenef from the Eitzin, as long as he doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzin. But the question is, why is it so needless to be mentioned that according to Reb Shimon, if he doesn't do it deliberately for the 18, so he's potter because the Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufo. We see from the Gemara of Tilis Ulshin, so Be'ar Delay, because he's nene from the Ulshin. He's nene. So then he's chayev, even though he doesn't do it deliberately to improve the karka. As long as Bimtzias, the karke is benefited. So he's nene, so it's considered melocha tzricha legufo. From this thesis, it's mashma that what's the pshat in melocha tzricha legufo? The pshat melocha tzricha legufo is when he does it deliberately for that purpose. But suppose he's nene from the melocha, but he doesn't do it deliberately for that purpose, so then it's not melocha tzricha legufo. But from the Gemara, there, of Be'ar Delay, so Be'ar Delay, chavre, so he's not nene. But Be'ar Delay, so he's nene. So even though he doesn't do it deliberately, he's not mechavim to it. So still it's considered milocho atzricho. Milocho atzricho ligupo. The Oruch explains it on the basis of secretion nichale. So that means even though he was not mischaven to it. So it's chayev, and he's chayev even according to Reb Shimon, who says milocho shein tzricho ligupo is poter, because as long as he's nene from it, even though he's not mischaven to it, so it's considered milocho tzricho ligupo. But here the Gemara says v'tzorich leitzim, in other words, only if he does it deliberately, because he wants to use the eitzim. But suppose he doesn't do it deliberately because he wants to use the eitzim, even though he certainly benefits from the eitzim, he has the eitzim in his possession. So as long as he doesn't do it deliberately for the purpose of using the eitzim, so then it's a melacha sheitzrich legufo. But from that gemore, dafkuf gimu b'tila sheishim, bi'are delay, where we see that even if he doesn't do it deliberately, as long as he's nene from it, so he's considered melocha tzrilik. So Rav Kriger has two kashes. One kashe of Rav Kriger is that here Teisves is implying that Kireya Maslitver is a special aloch, and if Shaloya Maslitver is poter, even though he's not a mikal. Because if Teisa Shit had been the only reason as to why Kereshul Amas Litvei is Potter is because he's Mikalkel, so it would be no raye to cater it or late him, it would no raye to have no bearing upon Kvoshim Mishlokis. There is a special aloha because it's not the Radija Mikach. So we see that Teisa here implies that there is a special aloha of Kereya Shaloy Amas Litvei is Potter, even if he's not Mikalkel. But the Gemara says Daf Kufei that Kireya Limir Mei, Kireya Beget Limir Mei Me'ayin Shel Beis to discipline the members of his family is Chayev. If it's Bechamosei, so he's Mikalkir. But if it's for the purpose of disciplining the members of his family, he's not a Mikalkir. But it's not a Maslitveya. So we see there is no special aloche Kireya Maslitveya. The Mishnah says Kireya Maslitveya because usually if he's Shaloy Maslitveya, he's a Mikalkir. But if he's not a Mikalkir, he's Chayev even though it's not maslitveya. But Teisves here implies that a maslitveya is an essential ingredient of the Tzuras Amloch. That's one kashi. The second kashi is, Teisves implies that according to Reb Shimon, Melocha Tzricho Ligufo means that he does it deliberately for that purpose. But from the Gemara of Tilishu Ulchin, it appears that even as long as he is nene from it, even though he doesn't do it deliberately, it's already considered Melocha. It's already considered Melocha Tzricho Ligufo. There's a second question. Now, with what we saw in the Marshos Pshat, in the Tesis in Sanhedrin, I think we can answer first the second kashe of Rabbi Greger, and also the first kashe of Rabbi Greger. In order to be considered melocha tzricha ligufo, it is not necessary that a person should be keitzer something in order to use the thing that is keitzer. Suppose he doesn't do it deliberately for that purpose in order to use, but as long as he is nene from the ktzire, so memele it's considered melocha tzricha ligufo. And Teisves does not say here, Teisves does not mean that there is a special aloche in every form of keitzer that he has to be tzorich to the object that is keitzer. Let's say if somebody is keitzer tvue, suppose he's not tzorich litvue. Somebody is keitzer tvue and he's not tzorich litvue. Sometimes a person might decide to harvest the wheat, not because he wants to use the wheat. He doesn't want to use the wheat. But he feels that it's necessary for the better growth of the field of the tvuye, that he should harvest the crop right now. Not because he's interested in obtaining the crop right now. He's not tzorich litvuye. So he'll also be chayev, even according to Reb Shimon, who says melocha shenitzrich legufo, he's poter. And here is keitzer the tvuye, because he wants, let's say sometimes one will be keitzer the tvuye because he's afraid that some insects might attack it. If he leaves the tvuye, he would prefer that the tvuye should grow for another month in the field. But he's afraid, he anticipates an attack by insects, So because of that, he's keitzer the tvoe. So he'll be chayav mishum keitzer here. Even though he doesn't do it deliberately because he wants the tvoe, but he does it anyway, and he's nenev on the tvoe. He's nenev on the tvoe. Even though he didn't do it because he's tzorichli the tvoe. So he'll still be chayav because it's a melacha atzrich aliguf. So even according to Rab Shimon, he'll be chayav. Needless to be mentioned that according to Rab Yehuda, he's chayav. He's calling Rab Yehuda, he's chayav. But Teisves here says, here the Gemara says, Keitzer v'tzorich leitzim. So Keitzer v'tzorich leitzim implies only if he does it deliberately because he wants to use the eitzim. He wants to use the eitzim. But if he doesn't do it deliberately because he wants to use the eitzim, then he's poter. So why is he poter? So Teisa says, of course, according to Rab Shimon, so by eitzim, he's certainly poter. If he doesn't do it deliberately for the purpose of using the eitzim. But even according to Rab Yehuda, who says, Melacha she'netzrich leguf is chayev, but here by eitzim, there is a special aloche that if he's not tzorich leitzim, if he is not keitzer the eitzim, deliberately for the purpose of using the eitzim, the twigs, then it's not melachas ksira. Why not? Because by eitzim, just as Teisa says in Sanhedrin, that by shvis, there is an iser of keitzer, midraise, but it doesn't apply to eitzim. Because eitzim anate imit stam eitzim anate imit leikotzer. And so by Shviz, Teisve says in Sanhedrin, the Allah is that even if he does it deliberately, subjectively, the ktsire of the eitzim takes place exclusively for the purpose of using the eitzim, as in that case, in order to make a bail for the wine press. But since stam eitzim anate imit leikotzer, eitzim are not planted for the purpose of being nikzer, and the eitzim are not immediately kotzer. So mimele ktziras eitzim is not derech ktzire. It does not come within the meloch of ktzire. But so even if he does it deliberately for a very important purpose because he needs the eitzim, so by shviz he's potter. By Shabbos he's chayev. Why is he chayev by Shabbos? Because there is aloche mileches machsheves asoteo. So the machshove is important. Machshove is important. So when can it become derech tzire on account of the subjective attitude? If he does it deliberately because for the eitzim. But if he doesn't do it deliberately for the eitzim, even though he'll be nenef on the eitzim. So mimele, the subjective element is lacking. So how can it become a melech of tzire? Just as by shviz, ktziras eitzim is never a melech. Why? Because it's not immediately kotzir. It's not the ktzira bikach. So even if he does it deliberately for the eitzim, it's still no melach. By Shabbos, if he does it deliberately for the eitzim, it is a melach. Why? Because melach is machsheves. Because of the subjective attitude. But so when do we have the subjective attitude, the subjective element? If he does it deliberately for the eitzim, but if he doesn't do it deliberately for the eitzim, he doesn't intend to use the eitzim. So then, let's say he does it in order to promote the growth. He's not interested in the eitzim. Even though he's nene, because he has the eitzim anyway. Whenever he wants to use it, he can use it. But as long as he didn't do it deliberately for the eitzim, so mainly the subjective element, the melechas machsheves, is lacking. So it is like ktziras eitzim by shviz. Ktziras eitzim by shviz is not the melech of ktzire, because it's not derech ktzire bikach. By Shabbos, it should not be derech ktzire either. But if he does it deliberately for the eitzim, because of the aloch of melech machsheves, it becomes a melech of ktzire. But only if he does it deliberately for an eitzim. But if he does it for the purpose, you know, of promoting a better growth, not for the purpose of having the eitzim, even though he's nene from the eitzim anyway, so then he will not be chayiv mishim keitzer by Shabbos. He will not be chayiv mishim keitzer. He will be chayiv mishim neteya if he does it for the purpose of promoting growth. But he will not be chayiv mishim keitzer because the subjective element is lacking. The subjective element is lacking. So this is what Teisa says. In other words, Teisa does not mean that every keitzer. So the tzorich la'adovo is an essential ingredient. Only by ktziras eitzim, the tzorich le'itzim is an essential ingredient. Because eitzim are not immediately kotzeya. It's not derech ktzira bikach. Now let's see in the tesis. Nire, da'afil rabiudim. Di mechayiv melocha shenitzricha legupo. Bi'inon tzorich le'itzim. Do le'mikre be'itzim keitzer el binyan zeh. Now what's the second kasha for Rabbi Yehuda? Second kasha of Rabbi Kivei Yaris, Teisa says Nira Dafil Rabbi. So that means Loi Mi Boyle Rabbi Shimon. So of course that if he's not Tzorich Leitzim, if he doesn't do it deliberately because he needs the Eitzim right now, so he's Potter because it's Lochash Nitzchei Legufo. So Rabbi Kivei Yaris, even according to Rabbi Shimon, he should be Chayev, even though he's not Tzorich Leitzim right now, but he's Nene from the Eitzim anyway. He has it. He'll be able to use it any time he wants to use it. So even though right now he's not Tzorich Leitzim, he should be chayev even according to Rav Shimon. So why does they say Nira da fil Rav Yudet chayev lo hashen etzrich legufo bin on Tzorich Leitzim? But loy mi boy according to Rav Shimon that bin on Tzorich Leitzim. But if he's not Tzorich Leitzim, if he doesn't do it deliberately for the Leitzim, so he's not chayev because lo hashen etzrich legufo. But the Gemara says be'ar the day if someone is still a shulshin, be'ar the day even though he doesn't do it for the purpose of using the Ulshim right now, so but since it's already delay and he's nene, so Mimele is considered Melochat Zrich Alegufo. So here too, why Dafke by Tzorich Leitzim is it considered Melochat Zrich Alegufo? Even main Tzorich Leitzim, as long as he's nene from it, so it should be considered Melochat Zrich Alegufo. The answer is in Kolatere Kule, and in Ad Akzires, not Akzires Eitzim, where it is the Akzire. So even according to Rav Shimon, it would be chayev as long as he is nene from the ktzire, even though he doesn't do it deliberately for the dovor that he is ketzer. So be chayev. Let's say if somebody will harvest wheat early in June because he's afraid, otherwise he would have waited till July for the harvesting of wheat. But he's afraid of some damage by insects or whatever damage. So he's not Tzorich Leitzim. He will not be. So we still be chayev mishum keitzer if he does it to tue, because it's melachat zchir legufo too, because he's still nene. Mashein kein by keitzer eitzim. So it's not the chzira bekach because eitzim anatemid leikotzeya. And by shviz, even if he does it deliberately because he's Tzorich Leitzim, he's poter. But by Shabbos, if he does it deliberately, it's because of Melachas Machsheves, he's chayev. But only if he does it deliberately. But if he doesn't do it deliberately, he's poter. So loy mi boy, according to Rav Shimon, he would be poter if he's not Tzorich Leitzim. But even according to Rav Yehuda, he would be poter, because it wouldn't be derech tzira if he's not Tzorich Leitzim, because it's in derech tzira bikach. This day he says. Now, then he says, mide dehave akirei alm naslitveir umechram astichtev. So now it's the first kasha. The first kasha is much stronger than the second kasha of Yehuda. So since Tesis mentions that as a raya, so it's a raya that according to Tesis, Kireyal Shaloyam Naslitveir is not Potter solely because he's Mikalkeil. Even in the case where he's not Mikalkeil, he's also Potter. So the kasha is from the Gemara Daf Kufei that if someone is Kireya, Beget, Kidei, in order to discipline a member, to discipline the members of his family, where he's not in Mikalkeil Chayev, but it's not on Naslitveir. But it's not on Naslitveir. Now, Teisves Shite in Shabbos Daf Kufei is that Teisves Shite in Shabbos Daf Kufei, the Teisves Hor Rav Yehuda or Rav Shimon. So Teisves Shite is that when someone is Kirei Al Meisei and he is Mikayim the Mitzvah of Kriya, when someone is Kirei Al Meisei and is Mikayim the Mitzvah of Kriya on Shabbos, so is Chayev Echatos not only according to Rav Yehuda who says Melochah Shenitzrich Legufo is Chayev, but even according to Rav Shimon who says Melochah Shenitzrich Legufo is Poter. So he is also Chayev. He is also chayev. Why? So we see that when one is kriya al meisei, where there is a mitzvah of kriya, so if mikayim a mitzvah of kriya, so then it's considered as a tikkun, because with that kind of a kriya in the beged, is a tikkun is mikayim a mitzvah. That even according to Rav Shimon, he is chayev. He's considered in melocho atzricho. Is considered melocha atzrich legufo. So Memele, when Teisve says these things, now we see that the halocha that by Shvis From Tezer and Sanhedrin we see that Ketzer Eitzim by Shvi'is is always Potter, even if he's Tzorach Leitzim. And by Shabbos, it is a Melach if Tzorach Leitzim because of Meleches Machsheves. Because of the Meleches Machsheves. So, now, every Ketzer is a Meleches Kilko. Not only Kereya Beged is a Kilko, and Ketzer is not a Meleches Kilko. It's also a Meleches Kilko. Ketzer. After all, something grows, it has vegetative life, it's Simeach, and then when you harvest it, so you destroy the life that inhered in the thing you harvested. So it's also a kilko. There is an act of kilko, but this is the kind of a kilko that is a tik, just as Kerei Almei say. So it's certainly a kilk on the baguette, you tear the baguette, but you are mikayim a mitzvah. So there is a great value in that kilk. That kilk itself involves a great tikkun. He's mikayim a mitzvah of kriye, al meisei. So mimele, he's chayim. So the reason as to why keitzer eitzim, if not for tzorich leitzim, he's poter, is because it's not derech tzira bikach. So what does it mean it's not derech tzira bikach? Because the act is a destructive act. After all, his keitzer eitzim takes a tree and he chops it down, he destroys the life of the tree. So it's a destructive act. So mimele, it's not derech tzira bikach. Now, when you are keitzer tvuyeh, it's also a destructive act. But when you are keitzer tvuyeh, so it's the same thing with kotzer. So mimele is chayef, so it's considered derech tzira. Masheinke, when you are keitzer eitzim, and it is a destructive act, and it's not immediately kotzer, so mimele, it's not considered keitzer. It's not considered imloch of keitzer. Why is it considered imloch of keitzer? Because every tzira involves an element of destruction. Even when you are keitzer tvuyeh, it involves an element of destruction. But it's immediately kotzer, and it's derech tzira bikach, so mimele it's not mikalkel, because he fulfills a very important purpose by destroying the life of the tvuyeh, the life of the peiros. So it's not considered mikalkel, and by tvuyeh and by peiros that are immediately kotzer, so it's not considered an act of kilko, even if he isn't tzorich to the peiros. Because it's immediately kotzer mashenkin by itzim, that stam itzim are not immediately kotzer. So mimele, it's considered an act of kilko, and it's not derech tzira bikach, unless he is tzorich leitzim. Then he is not a mikalkel. But there is a general principle of misake. And what's the aloche of kolam kalkulim pturim? So Teisa says that the aloche of mikalkulim pturim also emanates from the aloche of meleches machsheves asoteo. So in other words, in order to be chayev for a meloche, it must be a creative act, not a destructive act. But even though all the meloches involve an element of destruction, whenever you are keitzer peiros, you are keitzer tvuyeh, it involves an element of destruction. But since it's the derech tzira bikach and it's immediately kotzer, so it's not considered mikalkel in any way. Masheinkein, if he's keitzer eitzim, and it's not tzorich leitzim, and it's not immediately kotzer, so it is considered, so we say it's not derech tzira bikach, and it's a destructive act, it's not a creative act. Except if he's tzorich leitzim. So then, it's not, then, even tziras eitzim is considered as a creative act, not a destructive act. But the general, it's all because of the aloch of meleches machsheves, that in order to be chayev for meleches shabbes, it must be a creative act, not a destructive act. So Teisa says as follows, nired afil Rabbi Yehuda mechayev, melocha shenitzricha legufo, b'inon tzorich leitzim. So then there is no kilko in the meloche. So mimele it's derech tzira bikach. But the leimikre beitzim keitzer, beitzim it's not considered as a misake, as a creative act, as a real tzira. El obinyan zeh when he's tzorich leitzim. But by tvoy and peiros, even if he's not tzorich leitzim and peiros. So it's still considered a creative act. It's not considered as a meleches kil. Because it's immediately cut. Mide de have a kereya on nas litve. Now Rabbi Kveige points out from Teisves that Teisves Shita is that there is a special aloche of Kirei al Maslitve. Special aloche of Kirei al Maslitve. Not just because of Mikalke, even when he's not a Mikalke. So he deduces it from Teisves. But actually from Rashi it's Mashma. Rashi in the Mishneh, he says, It's not Melechas Machsheves. What does it mean it's not Melechas Machsheves? Because Melechas Machsheves implies it has to be a creative act. Melechas Machsheves is mentioned in connection with the Mishkan. But we learn out Shabbos from Mishkan. And what's the literal meaning of Melechas Machsheves? It means work of art. That's what Melechas Machsheves means. So in other words, Melechas Machsheves implies that a Melechas Shabbos has to be a creative act, not a destructive act. So why does Rashi mention because every miloche involves an element of destruction, and suppose you are kereya amnas litveya, doesn't it involve an element of destruction? You are still kereya, you still destroy, but it's for a very important purpose. It's for the purpose of being teifer in the place where you talk, of making it better. So in other words, a mimele, it's not considered as a destructive act. It's not considered as a mikalko. It's considered as a misake. But every miloche involves an element of destruction. So, but the question is, that element of destruction, does it give it the character of a destructive act or of a creative act? How do we determine whether a certain act which involves an element of destruction on the whole is to be considered a misakin or mikalkel, whether it on the whole it's to be considered a destructive act or a creative act? In every miloche, even when it's al naslitve, there's an element of destruction, but it's al naslisakin, it's for a very important purpose. So on the whole, in spite of the element of destruction that is involved in Kireya Maslitveya, it's considered on the whole a creative act, a Melechas Machsheves, a Misake, not a Mikalkil. How do we determine whether the purpose that the Eise Meloche has in mind gives the Meloche a character of Misake or not? So the criterion is a mission. If there is an element of destruction in the act, but it's done for such a good purpose that it conforms to the same purpose that existed in the Mishkan, so then of course it's considered as a creative act, as a misakein, because the Torah characterizes all the melochas in the Mishkan as melechas machsheves, as creative acts, not destructive acts. So mimele, this is what Rashi says. Einoch name, the Gemara in Chagiga says that the reason as to why Mikalkel is poter is because of Melechas Machsheves. It's not Melechas Machsheves. Melechas Machsheves means Misaki, not Mikalkel, a creative act, not a destructive act. But the question is, why do we say that Kirei Ashalo Yal Maslitveir is poter? Because it's a destructive act. And Kirei Yal Maslitveir is Chayev. It's also a destructive act. You still care. The answer is, see, if you do a certain destructive act for a very important purpose, if the purpose is the kind of purpose that existed in the Mishkan, so then it does not have, it's not considered as a destructive act, as a mikalkel, but it's considered as a creative act, as a misaking. So the criterion is the criterion of the Mishkan. Now, Rabbi Kveige rest from this tesis also. From this tesis it appears that Kireya Amunas Litveya is a special ingredient in the Tzuras Amlocher of Kireya, apart from Mikalkel. The Horaye, the Teisves, says the Sofik, whether Matir Sholei Maslik Shev is Chayiv or not. And then Teisves says that that's the only Machlekes of Rashi and the Rach. So obviously, when Rashi says that Keisher, even Sholei Maslik Shev is Chayiv, So Rashi has reference to a case where there is no kilkel. If it's mekalkel, so then it goes without saying that he's potter. So still the Rach, according to the Rach, so matter shall ya maslik shall is potter, even though he's not a mekalkel. Because the question is, since in view of the fact that even by Korea, where he's not a mekalkel, he's chayef even though shall ya maslik veya. So certainly by Matia, if he's not, as long as he's not a mekalkel, even though Chaloyam Naslikshia, he should be chayef. So how can the Rach say that Chaloyam Naslikshia is potter? So the answer is this. Actually, when someone is matter, keshes l'kayome, because what kind of matter is chayef echatos? If he's matter, keshes l'kayome. What does the keshes l'kayome mean? Keshes l'kayome means if somebody makes a kesher that he should stay for good. So why does he want that this kesher should stay for good? For a certain purpose. Let's say this, the sailor makes the kesher shel saponim. So he needs that kesher. So when someone unties the kesher shel kayome, it's also an act of kilkul. It's an act of kilkul. He unties something that has to stay for good. It has a certain purpose to fulfill in staying permanently. In that kesher, in that not staying permanently. So it's also an act of kilkul. There is an element of destruction. But so why isn't he potter? So why isn't a matia shaluyam naslitcha potter on the score of mikalkel? On the score of mikalkel? So we say if he is matir keshokayome, so obviously he is matired because he needs that heter akesha. He needs it. Let's say according to Rashi. Now according to Rashi, so matir is chayev im shaluyam naslitcha. So the Gemara and the Havamini assumed that in the Mishkan it was done if sometimes they had two knots and the Issei HaMelacha and Mishkan realized that one knot has to be untied, so they untied one knot and they left the other knot intact. So why did they untie the one knot? Because they had to untie it. So even though, so in other words, so Mimeli it was not considered Mikalkel. But the question is, so it's still mikalkel amnasli sakein. So how do we know whether this amnas, this purpose of tikkun that the Eise HaMelacha has in mind, whether it gives a character of misakein or it's still considered mikalkel? So the criterion is mishkan. Some email according to Rashi's pshat that in the mishkan they sometimes untied knots. Even without the purpose, the objective of making another kesher. So that means, and every melacha that was in the Mishkan was a creative act. Because melachas machsheves, that is the yisod for the halacha of misakein, that mikalkel is potter, is mentioned in connection with the Mishkan. So according to Rashi's pshat, that in the Mishkan sometimes they untie the knot without the objective of lichyeh. So that means that even without the objective of Lichaya, so it is considered misakin, it's considered a creative act. So Meli is chayev im shaloyam as Lichaya. Masha'inkin, according to the Rach, that in the Mishkan, whenever they untied the knot, the keshes l'kayome, it was solely for the purpose of making another knot. So that means that the only objective in the destructive act of undoing the keshes l'kayome, that is it. By itself, it's a destructive act. You undo, let's say, a sapon, a sailor, maybe not. And because of that knot, so the boat is capable of functioning. Then somebody unties that knot. And once it is undone, the knot is undone, so the boat cannot function. The boat, so it's a destructive act. But he does it for a very good purpose, for accomplishing something. So Mimele is not considered as a destructive act. It's considered as a creative act. So according to Rashi, that even the Mishkan, they sometimes, and in the Mishkan all the melachas were creative acts, you know, all melachas machsheves. So according to Rashi's pshat, that in the Mishkan many times, the Issei HaMelacha untied the kesher shel kayomo, not with the objective of making the kesher of which again. And so that means that even if the objective is not to make another kesher shel kayomo, it still can be a creative act. Because if it took place in the Mishkan that way, then it certainly was a creative act. because the Torah says that all the melachas in the Mishkan were melachas machsheves. So Mimele, now too, on Shabbos, if somebody will untie Kesher Shokayome for a purpose, but the purpose is not to make another Kesher, it's another purpose. So it's also a creative act. He's considered it's melachas machsheves. He's not, but according to the Rach, that in the Mishkan, whenever they untied the knot, it was for the purpose of making another Kesher Shokayome. So that means, in order that Heter Kesher Shokayome should be considered a creative act, so it's only if it is done for the purpose of making a better Kesher Shokayome. But if it is for some purpose other than making a Kesher, so then it does not become a creative act. It does not become a Misakin. He is still a Mikalkin. Now, so whether we consider a certain person a Mikalkil or Misakein has to be determined by the way, by the Tikkun, by the Misakein in the Mishkan. If the purpose of that Meloche conforms of the Meloche, if the purpose coincides with the purpose that took place in the Mishkan, so then we say it's a Misakein. But if the purpose is not synonymous with the purpose that existed in the Mishkan, but some other purpose, and the act in itself is a destructive act, let's say Kereya or Keitzer, so Mimele, when you are Keitzer Tvui or Peres, so it's every time you are Keitzer Tvui, you are Keitzer Peres or Keitzer Samonim, it doesn't make any difference. It's a destructive act. You destroy life. Could you have more of a destruction than destruction of life? So every time a person is Keitzer Tvui or Peres, so he commits a destructive act. So he should be Mikalkel. But the answer is true. But he does it for a certain purpose. And it's aimedly Kotzer. And that was the same purpose that existed in the Mishkan too. So Mimele, it's not considered Mikalkel. So it's considered melachas machsheves. But eitzim are not immediately kotzer. So Mimele, whenever someone is keitzer eitzim, he's a mikalkel, he destroys life. And it's not immediately kotzer. It's not something that all human beings do. Most people don't destroy the life of the eitzim. They leave it go. But because of melachas machsheves, so the subjective attitude is important. So if a certain person does it for a certain purpose, so Mimele, it becomes a creative act. So if the purpose is the kind of a purpose that existed in the Mishkan, but if the purpose does not coincide with the purpose that exists in the Mishkan, let's say, according to the Rach, that the purpose of untying the Kesher Shokayome in the Mishkan was to make another Kesher Shokayome. So if someone today on Shabbos will untie Kesher Shokayome for another purpose, not for the same purpose, so that will not negate the destructive character of the act. After all, he's destroying it not. So this is what he's saying. So loy mi boy according to Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon says that Loshin Tzricha Legufo, Miloshin Tzricha Legufo is poter. So he's poter. So but by Tzorich Leitzim. So if he's not Tzorich Leitzim, when Leitzim, in view of the fact that Leitzim are not immediately kotzeya, so if he's not Tzorich Leitzim, so he's certainly poter. But even according to Rabbi Yud, who says Melachashin Tzchil Gufo is Chayev, but in case of Eitzim, in view of the fact that Eitzim are not immediately Kotzer, so it's not the Achzir Bikach. So it's a Melachas Kilko. So unless he does it deliberately for the Eitzim, because for the use of the Eitzim, so Memele, it's a Melachas Kilko. It's not the Achzir Bikach. It's Mikalko. It's not Melachas Machsheves. But if he's Tzorich Leitzim, if he does it deliberately for it, so then, because of the halacha of melachas machsheves, it becomes a misakin. It becomes a great effect. The mikra beitzim keitzer el means a mida dehava akireya maslitveya. But how is it melachas machsheves? He's still tailing it. He destroys. He begs it. The answer is, but he does it for a very important purpose, the same kind of purpose that existed in the Mishkan. So melee becomes endowed with the character of a creative act. of imlaches machsheves. So Mimele is not mikalkil. So then Rabbi Kveyer asks, so we see from this thesis that it's not based upon mikalkil. It is based upon mikalkil. The general principle is a principle of meleches machsheves. He has to be a misakein. The meloch has to be a creative act. But the question is, what is considered a creative act? What is considered a destructive act? So if the purpose conforms to the purpose that existed in the Mishkan, even though the act per se is destruction, kreya, the act per se is destruction, you tear it, but the purpose is to fix a beged, to sew up the beged, and that was the same purpose that the Eisei Amlocho in Mishkan had in mind when they committed these acts of destruction of kreya. So Mimele is considered misakein. Then Rabbi Kveger asks, but we see that Kireyal Meise is also Chayev. Kireyal Miyome Eimanishel Be is also Chayev. The answer is, there is certainly a Misakin. There is more of a Misakin than Kireyal Maslitre. Because over there, Kireyal Meise, so with the Kriye, with the Kilpli, is Mikhail Mimitre. With the Kriye, he disciplines the members of his family, he's Mechana the children. So there is certainly a creative end. The Chiddush, and we don't have to resort to the same purpose existing in the Mishkan, because when do we have to resort to the fact that the same purpose existed in the Mishkan? If the act, if the kilkul itself is kilkul, but there is an extraneous tikkun. Let's say Kireya Maslitre. So just because he intends to be tiferet later on, so that does not mean that right now the kriya is tikkun. Right now the kriya is kilkun. So if we didn't know that in the Mishkan the same purpose existed, so then it would be considered a destructive act. Masheinkin ligad kriya al meisei is mikayim a mitzvah. So why do we have to resort to rayas from the Mishkan? Of course, it's not a destructive act. He's mekayim a mitzvah. Of course, kireya l'miyom meim ayin shel beise. He's mechanech his children. So it's not a destructive act. It's a very constructive act. He's mechanech the children. But kireya naslitveh. It's not so poshet that it's a creative constructive act. Why? You have to be teifer. So first of all, you could use something else. Who forced them? Who forced them to use the same thing? They could use another area. What is that? They didn't have any other areas. But so the fact that in Mishkan they didn't throw away this area, and use another area, but they used the same area, and they made a rent in it in order to be paid for it. So that shows that even Kireya Maslitve is considered misakin, a creative act. But Kireya Meise, Kireya Beget L'miyom Eiman Shebeise, goes without saying that it's a creative act. So it's all based upon the aloha of misakin. And then he says, Umechik al Maslitve, same thing. Why is the aloha of Mechik al Maslitve? Because if you have Iksav, now something was written. It doesn't matter whether things that he wrote made sense or didn't make sense. The Ksav itself is an important thing. It's an important entity. Ksav, Asias, is an important entity. It's a Dovah Choshuv. And Nos is a Dovah Choshuv. And if somebody erases Asias, so it's a destructive act. We had Asias, and that was destroyed. So it's a destructive act. It's not Melechas Machsheves. But if he erases Asias, he destroys something for the purpose of writing something better, so Mimele it becomes a constructive act. Well, how do we know? Because in the Mishkan they also did it that way. So Mimele, that's a raye. So that determines that even though the erasure of two ACS in itself, by itself, is a destructive act, but when it is coupled with the objective of writing two other ACS in its place, it becomes a constructive act. Because this purpose of Maslichtish the ACS conforms to the purpose that existed in the Mishkan. But it's all based upon the aloha of Misakin, of Melachas Machsheves.
וחידומה רבי יחל כאן פרק חופייס אחד כבושים ואחד שלוקייס שסוכתון לגופון מותר לממי אין חייב חטוס והמי שור לגופון לבי כמלוכה שנצריך לגופו אלא טיימה לפי שאין דרר דישה ולבי כמלוכה שצריך לגופו so it certainly should be עושה it certainly should be עושה and according to Rabbi Yehuda he should even be חייב the answer is over there again we have kilkul you again have kilkul because he had pickles now the pickles absorbed vinegar certain things certain strong things now so of course as when he squeezes out all the juice from the pickle so it's an act of this it's a destructive act he's mikalkulet he had shlokei.